We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Congressional leadership and the White House have agreed on a $2 trillion, you heard that, $2 trillion stimulus package. This in order to try to pull the American economy back from the brink of a coronavirus-induced depression. So how did it all come together? And where is all that money going to go? Who's going to get it? We start with a potentially massive dose of economic medicine. David Jolley is an attorney, lobbyist, and former Republican member of Congress for Florida's 13th Congressional District. So $2 trillion. I'm trying to picture what that would look like stacked up in my living room.
How do you spend all that?
And I think it would probably overflow out the windows. $2 trillion sounds a lot. Is it? And is it enough?
It is a lot. In context, it is fully 10% of our outstanding debt of $20 trillion over the last 200 and something years. This is a major stimulus and relief package, greater than what we saw in 2008. The question of whether or not it's enough is a very fair one that will ultimately be answered by how long the health crisis occurs. But that is also why you saw it rise from, I think, initially $200 billion to $1 trillion to nearly $2 trillion. And the industry side of the package has largely been worked out and agreed upon loan guarantees for virtually every industry, certainly those that have been hit the hardest from travel to hospitality, but every business is eligible for loan guarantee programs now if you had loss of revenue, you lost employees to this, or so forth. The question on the longer-term cost of this does have to do with the salary reimbursement, the basic income subsidy to individual workers who may be displaced. And the bill includes an initial payment to each American making under a certain threshold, I believe $150,000 for a married couple, $75,000 for an individual. But it also authorizes, and this is the critical piece, 4 months of unemployment insurance benefits for individuals, and it does so at a nearly 100% reimbursable rate of your typical salary, which is very different than the way the unemployment insurance program typically works, which is where an individual simply receives a portion, in some states only 40% of their salary. This bill would actually go all the way up to about 90 to 95% for some employees.
You think that's more important than the checks that everybody's concentrating on, that $1,200 payment or whatever it is?
It is, and this was a final sticking point, and one of the reasons it went to $2 trillion. If they had simply passed a bill that said everybody gets a $1,200 check, what happens a month from now if we're still in isolation and home confinement? You still have to pay those employees who are affected next month and the following month. That is why they opened up the unemployment insurance program and said, if you've lost your job, you've lost your income, you apply through the traditional unemployment insurance program, and you will receive nearly all of your income replacement through the unemployment insurance program. The bill authorizes that now for up to 4 months so that Congress hopefully won't have to revisit the individual basic income portion until much later in the summer if we found ourselves in this situation still.
Now let's talk about big business. Airlines, are they getting their much-wanted, what was it, $50 billion bailout?
They are, and I will admit to not being a fan of bailing out the airlines, but what I will say is this is I consider this a fairly good bill in the sense that in virtually every subsidy to industry, it is structured as a loan. It is a guaranteed loan that does require payback. For your largest companies, There are restrictions on stock buybacks. You have to agree to certain compensation levels for your executives. They really have put in a lot of restrictions to the industry bailout piece, including first and foremost making it a loan, which I think in this environment most people would say you've got to support the businesses that do employ people, but do so in a responsible way.
Who oversees all of this spending, or am I going to have to wait for a newspaper to do an investigation in a year and tell me where it all went?
There's going to be investigation. We are going to find provisions in here that rightfully evoke the ire of people. In fact, there's already a Boeing provision that's being called out as just a straight-up giveaway to Boeing. One of the final sticking points that Democrats refuse to budge on is under the Republican bill, Secretary Mnuchin had essentially full discretionary authority for handing out bailout money, and the identity of the recipients would be withheld for 6 months till after the election day. Democrats rightfully pushed back on that. There are restrictions now on how the money can be used. There is a process for it. And very importantly, they wrote into the bill that no bailout money may go to a company owned, operated, or associated with either the president, the vice president, or a member of Congress or the United States Senate.
Okay, just quickly give us a letter grade for regular folks and a letter grade, in your view, for big business on this.
Well, look, big business always wins. So they're going to be very happy. They didn't get everything they wanted, but they have the resources there, the subsidy there to survive. At this point, I think it's a very good bill for individuals who have seen income displaced as a result of the virus. It will not be quick enough, and there is never quite enough to provide the employment security people want long term, but never have we seen government step in and say, we are going to replace your basic income as an employee until we get through this crisis. The bill largely tries to do that, and look, as a letter grade, I'm scared to do that because we haven't seen the secret provisions yet, but I'd give this somewhere in the B to A minus range.
David Jolly, attorney, lobbyist, former Republican member of Congress from Florida's 13th.